Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast on GDPR and its impacts on storage and compliance. My name's Anthony Adshead, storage editor of ComputerWeekly.com. With me, I have Mathieu Gorge, CEO of Vigitrust. What we'll be looking at today is GDPR and the implications it has for the ways in which you store data. First of all, Mathieu, we need an update on GDPR. Less than 50 days to go. What do we need to know? Over to you.
So, thanks, Anthony. GDPR is coming into action on the 25th of May this year, so that's less than 50 days from today. Now, we often talk about the five stages of denial or grief with regards to GDPR, the first one being denial, it doesn't apply to me. Well, it applies to you if you take data pertaining to data subjects in the EU, or if you profile data, whether you're based in the EU or not. The second one is anger. Why does it apply to us? Well, it applies purely because it's an extraterritorial regulation. So regardless of whether you're based in the EU or not, as long as you've got data pertaining to data subjects from yours, you're in scope. The next stage would be bargaining. You can't really bargain with GDPR. You have to do it all. It's not a a la carte thing. The next stage is typically depression. Are we really going to get ready by the 25th of May? And if you haven't started, it might be a bit of a challenge, but as long as you've got a roadmap to demonstrate you're going that direction, you should be good. And in the end, you'll get acceptance, which is that it will work. Having said that, one of the key things that clients are asking about at the moment is, what about data subject requests, which is where an individual, a data subject, will actually send me a message, an email, a letter, or a phone call saying, can you please provide me with all of the data that you have on me so that I can check if it's accurate, if it's up to date, and I may request for you to delete some of that data. And that is a major challenge for companies moving forward.
Thanks very much, Mathieu. With regard to data subject requests, what is best practice to store data so that organizations can best respond to them? Over to you again.
So the first thing is really to map out where your data is. Map out your own ecosystem, your different silos within the ecosystem, and where you may have data pertaining to EU data subjects within that ecosystem. Now, there's different ways you can do that. You can, of course, use the checklists that have been made available by the Information Commissioner's Office in the UK or the Office of the Data Protection Commissioners in Ireland, and they'll guide you towards mapping your data and trying to find out the data flow. However, you should probably use tools, data classification tools that allow you to look for any data that is covered under GDPR, any sensitive data, any credit card holder data, banking information, any type of health information. And then you'll probably need to use data tagging tools. Remember, if you get a data subject request, you will need to be able to do a search. And unless you have tagged the information, even if you have a classification, you won't be able to get it in time, because the time frame to go back to the data subject is really a matter of weeks. Then comes the concept of secure storage of data. Under GDPR, as is already the case under the old regime, you need to take appropriate security measures to protect the data based on the impact that the data might have, a data breach might have on the data subject. So it's very important that you know where the data is, how you protect it at rest and in transit, and even potentially in use. Doing this demonstrates what's known as accountability on the GDPR, and the regulators have already made clear that they're going to look at storage of data, and they're also going to look at access to data and protection of data. They also talk about that idea of toxic data. Any data that you don't need to keep, that you don't need to store, why do you actually keep it? Because you're essentially augmenting your risk surface, and you shouldn't do that. So it remains to be seen how the regulators will actually implement GDPR past the 25th of May. We know of the fines. We know that they're going to do undertakings. We know that they may name and shame. But one thing that we do know is they want you to match your data and classify your data so that you can, in the end, demonstrate accountability, which either way, regardless of GDPR, is good data management and good data hygiene.
Thanks, Mathieu. And that's the end of the podcast. For more information on GDPR, check out computerweekly.com.